And welcome back to Without Vows on 91.3 WLVR. That last song you heard was Wavelength by Headless Horseman, a new band originally from Allentown but now living in New York City. Now, the funny thing about them is a lot of their songs actually don't have vows. I wish I could ask them why they don't have a lot of vows in their songs, but wait, what's that? They're with us today in the studio?
Hey, Allie.
Surprise. Hi.
Oh, whoa, this is really cool. So today we have an exclusive interview with Headless Horseman. Find out about their band, their past, their future, what's up and coming for them. So this is really exciting. I'm excited to have you guys here. Welcome.
Thanks.
We're excited to be here too.
Yeah, so how about we familiarize our listeners with your band? Do you want to give us some background info, how you guys got started, stuff like that?
Yeah. Well, this is Connor, and I'm Fareed.
Hello.
And we first met each other in high school at Parkland High School in Allentown, and we had a band called the Night Owl Cafe Killers. And then we graduated, and I went to school at Wesleyan, and Connor went to a culinary school. And during that time, we were both still making music. Connor was doing a lot of electronic stuff, and I was just first figuring out how to sing and coming into my voice, and had a earlier incarnation of Headless Horseman that was called Tall Tales. And it was kind of like a, you know, just kind of folkier stuff that I was writing on my guitar, and I had a band with me, and we started working on some recordings but never finished them. And I moved to, me and Connor both moved to Brooklyn that following summer, and I took the songs to Connor, and he helped me finish them, and we both sort of collaborated and started new things, and it was just going really well, so we continued that, kept writing more.
Cool, very cool. Now, what about the band name? Does that have any significance at all?
It comes from the American folktale, Sleepy Hollow, and a song that we really like by a band called The Microphones, called Headless Horseman.
Yeah, and you know, we kind of fell into the meaning of Headless Horseman conceptually, because it has a lot to do with our process and editing, because that's a large part of our band is part of our songwriting is using effects as an instrument and a lot of the editing that we do. And headless, you know, just the concept of being headless and kind of getting into a space of non-thinking and relying on intuition and just letting your body kind of do the thinking for you and just kind of acting without really intellectualizing too much.
Very cool. Yeah. I like that concept. Now, rumor has it that you were both born on Halloween. What is there any significance in that at all? That's pretty cool.
Not really like directly on our music, but more like the way it's influenced our lives. It's like led us towards being interested in things that are like spooky and horror movies and old horror scores, and you know, just that general sort of atmosphere, the crazy, you know, joyfulness of Halloween.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, how would you guys describe your music?
I would say it's kind of glitchy and electronic, and definitely like pop influenced. We're definitely going for that kind of feel with the melodies and stuff.
But it all originates as something that's, you know, like just like a normal song, like with a guy playing a guitar, and gets so, you know, filtered through our processes that it gets recreated into something much grander than it would be if it was, you know, just a guy playing a guitar and a guy playing bass and, you know, something like that. So we're trying to do something original with like the instrumentation.
Sweet. Now, what are some of the instruments you guys use?
We try to stay away from the guitar. Like, we'll record the guitar in there and then like create an entire arrangement around it and then just take the guitar out. So it's just the arrangement then, and it's not what it originally started as. But like a lot of like xylophone and a lot of drums, a lot of voices, tons and tons of voices, backup singing and harp, ukulele, baritone ukulele.
I play the ukulele.
Really?
You guys need
it's a great
someone
instrument.
To play the ukulele, you know?
Yeah.
Just kidding. That's cool though. Very cool. I'm all about the different types of instruments. Now, you recently played at CMJ in New York City. How was that? Which shows did you play?
We originally were doing four, but two of them got canceled. One of them because the venue got shut down the night before, so that was kind of a bummer. But the other two that we did, one was for Brooklyn Vegan. They were having like a little loft party, and that was cool. Because it was not really like the formal showcase for like industry people. It was more of a party atmosphere. And the other thing was for our manager. He has a management company called Greedhead, and the other bands he manages are like Keep Away and the Tony Castles and his own band Das Racist. So that was cool to
Das Racist
play with friends and stuff.
Very cool, very cool. Now, so your first gig was actually playing with Avi Ter from Animal Collective. How did that happen? That's pretty awesome first gig.
Yeah, that was for a friend of mine who books at Glasslands, and he has like a monthly party, and he always like really gets good bands to play that. And one of the people he originally was gonna have to play was Avi Ter's ex-wife, Kriya Brecken, who is in a band that we really liked and was influential to us, called Moom. They're from Iceland, and so we were really psyched to play with her, and that was sort of the reason why we agreed to do it. But actually, unfortunately, she dropped off because she couldn't get into the country from Iceland soon enough or something. So.
Cool. Now, with your current, you guys have one EP out, right?
Yeah, online.
Online.
On Bandcamp.
Bandcamp. So if someone was interested in listening or buying this, they could go online and do that, right?
Yeah. It's www.headlesshorseman.bandcamp.com.
Or you can find us on Stereo Gum or various
Facebook.
Internet websites,
they like,
Facebook.
They yeah. like you on Facebook?
Yeah, look yeah. us up on Facebook. we put all our favorite links and sites on there.
On here at WLVR, we just got our Facebook thing going, so we've been telling everyone to like us.
Yeah.
Which is funny. But yeah. Now, so what's your favorite, what would you guys say is one of your favorite songs right now?
I think we really like Swan Song and Growing and Shaker.
Our real favorite songs are the ones that aren't on the internet yet that we're reserving for a more proper release coming up.
Oh, now, what's that? A more proper release? When will that be?
We're not exactly sure
yet. We're still talking to some labels, but I think we're pretty sure that we're going to have a 7-inch out at the end of January, and then we're going to support that with a residency at Pianos in New York. And then following that, probably in the spring, we're going to have an EP out. But, you know, right now we've spent, like, the last year just recording. We have lots and lots of material. The new thing that Connor's talking about is a new song that we're going to release in January that's going to be, like, a new single, so... That'll be like a, you know, kind of like the new direction that we're heading in or something.
It's like Rihanna, pretty much.
Wait, really?
It's very beat heavy and kind of R&B influenced. That's kind of the direction we're
Wow, exciting things happening for you guys. Yeah. So how about we go and hear a cut off of the current EP? This is Swan Song on WLVR. You're listening to Without Vowels.
Thank you.
And welcome back to Without Vows on 91.3 WLVR. If you're just tuning in right now, we're having an exclusive interview with Headless Horseman. That song you just heard was Swan Song off of their debut EP. Connor, if you want to talk about that song a little bit.
Yeah, it's just like a really straightforward, like beautiful, like everyday folk song. And it's sung by a guest vocalist who's a good friend of ours named Keegan Leftwich Hollister, who's like an experimental musician, and this is like a very normal song for her. And we're releasing a mixtape of hers that we produced and arranged in the next few months. So we'll have that on the internet.
That's exciting. I know I definitely enjoyed that song a lot. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. Very Thanks. Good. You're welcome. So now let's talk about some of your influences in your music. What are your favorite musicians? Stuff like that.
We first really bonded over Sigur Rós. That was one of our favorite bands. And yeah, that kind of shaped our musical souls pretty early on. And kind of, you know, we still have that as an influence of ours. And that's sort of how I started singing, is just singing along with Sigur Rós and falsetto. But we've kind of moved, you know, in a more glitchy electronic direction. So we really like Juju and
Tune Yards
more recently, and nice. What else?
And one of our new favorite records. There's a new record just out on Brassland Records with a band called Buchengase. They're from New York, and they play crazy homemade instruments, and it's just the best, most accessible pop music I've heard in a long, long time.
Yeah, they're sort of like a newish. They've been around for like a year or two, and they have a really, really big sound. They're just two of them, and they're also a duo, and they're definitely one of our favorite bands in New York right now.
Very cool. Now, what's the best show you've been to, / what's the best show you've played, if you had to say? What are some of your favorites?
Well, since we haven't really played that many shows, I think the best show we've played, I don't know, maybe our first one.
Our best show, I think, was our first CMJ show at Pianos, which is this club in the Lower East Side in Manhattan. And
that was our second show.
Yeah, it was our second show ever. And, you know, there's always press people there. And, like,
we just, like, overcame some of the technical difficulties we had in the first ones. It was just like, you know, we're trying to do each show better than the one before. That's like, we're trying to, so that, you know, everyone was just like, oh, that was great. You guys didn't like take 10 minutes between your songs and you're like able to actually like, you know, change your instruments. And
it's like a really complicated setup though that we do, because it's only two of us and like it's very big, complicated music. So we have to like constantly be switching instruments. And like there's a set of drums just standing up in between us that we both like haphazardly play like when we can. And like it's kind of insane. I think people think we're crazy when they see us.
Now, do you think your music sounds a lot different live than recorded, or?
Not necessarily, because we, you know, right now it's just the two of us, so we have some backing tracks that we play along with, and we kind of, you know, stick to what we recorded at this point. I'm sure in the future we're going to hopefully add, like, a small flute section and sort of, like, kind of reinterpret some of the things that we're doing, melodically and you know, just kind of substituting it with different instruments. But right now it's you know, what you hear on the record is pretty close to what you'll see.
So you guys, you haven't played too many shows, but you seem to be getting quite the buzz by the media. I want to talk about that, how that's happening and what's going on there. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, a lot of it is just playing shows in New York and in, you know, prominent venues, and press people just, you know, come out to the show and they see something different and new that they haven't heard of before. So, you know, they're curious. A lot of people are just curious about us because we're kind of an oddity, I suppose.
And I think, like, you know, a lot of with the internet, like a lot of with these like blogs and stuff, everyone's trying to look for the next big thing and like claiming it first, you know. So it's, you know, it's like Stereogram wrote something about us. Like that was like our first sort of like big blog thing. And like from there, like, you know, you get like a lot of other people contacting you trying to like do, you know, things and just trying to like be a part of the growth stage, because we're still like relatively unknown. And so it's definitely cool.
But like growing. Unknown but growing.
Yeah.
So this is very exciting times. So future, what, you guys have a full length coming out?
Well,
or an EP coming out?
Yeah, most immediately we're still talking to labels, but I think we're going to release a 7-inch in late January and then an EP following that in the spring.
And a free internet mixtape.
Free internet mixtape.
Oh, so lots of cool things coming up. Yeah. Now, what about future gigs? If we want to see you guys live, see this oddity in action.
Yeah, we're playing in Philadelphia at Johnny Brenda's on Saturday, November 27th, with a fellow Lehigh Valley band called Soars. So that's like our first Philly show. I'm really excited for that because we'll get a lot of our friends to come. And then next Thursday, we're playing at Pianos again with Quinn from Suckers and Kriya Brecken from Moom and this band called Blood Orange. And then after that, we're doing another one-off at Glasslands in Brooklyn with Wise Blood on December 16th.
Oh, cool. So you have some shows coming up. That's very awesome. Now, once again, if we want to download your current EP, the website for that is?
It's Headless Horseman, and it's M-A-N, as in singular, at headlesshorseman.bandcamp.com, or you could just search us in Google.
Yeah, or you could find us on Facebook at facebook.com/HDLSS without any vowels.
Oh, isn't that funny? Without any vowels. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in. Just one final question. A year from now, where do you guys hope to be?
Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, in a pine box.
A pine box, yeah. On a plane, eating pineapples.
Ooh.
Drinking pina coladas.
Nice.
Looking at Connor and asking him to marry me. Oh. Maybe.
Very nice. All right. Well, thanks, guys, so much for coming in. This was really fun. We wish you the best, and we definitely want to keep our eyes and ears open for what's happening next with Headless Horseman. And with that, we'll get to another song off of the EP. This is Growing.